Our Heavenly Father, we give you the glory and the praise. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
We love you, Lord, this morning. And we thank you for your word. The word of God is so powerful. The Bible says it's quick and it is sharper than any two-edged sword. It always brings light also when it comes in. And let that light shine in our hearts this morning. We give you the praise and give you the glory, Lord. Now, Lord, reveal your word to our hearts and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name. And everybody says,
amen.
Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, you'll have to listen to this message real close. My message this morning is, buy the truth and sell it not. Amen. That's right. So buy the truth and sell it not. You know, so we preach all kinds of topics, but I don't think there is anyone more important than this one that I'm going to preach this morning. So you want to pay attention and listen to the word of the Lord. I'm going to start in Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 23. Proverbs 23 and 23. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. These are the things that you must get. You know. Now our topic is on the first couple of phrases in that verse. You know, the buying the truth and selling it not. So let me break down. You know, I don't know how I will give this message. Maybe teach, maybe preach a little bit and so forth. But you follow. You know, there are two principles right here that we see. You know, the first thing is buy the truth. Amen. And then the second one is do not sell it. Well, so this is not a buying and selling kind of game. You know, you buy it and you keep it. You don't sell it. Now, so let me ask you this. You know, what price are you willing to pay for the truth to buy it? And for what price will you sell it? Now remember, he's already said, don't even sell it. You know, so let me, before I get too deep into this message, let me just talk of some natural things. In the natural, because first comes the natural, then that which is spiritual. In the natural, you know, we know and understand that the price that people are willing to pay for something and the price that they are willing to sell something for generally is a good indication of the value they place on that thing. Are you still following me?
Yes.
You know, if you are willing to pay a big price for something, and you won't sell it unless somebody gives you a huge price, that's an indication of the value that you place on the thing. You know, now, if something is junk, some of us have yard sales all the time, and you have, you know, you sell the thing for $1. You say, well, in fact, if you buy two, I'll give you one more. Because the thing's a piece of junk. You're trying to get rid of it. You know, but if you have a heirloom or something, you know, some precious thing from generations that you value in your family, you're not going to put it on sale.
Amen?
Amen. Amen. Nobody's going to offer you enough money. You won't put it on sale. That's not going to be in the yard sale. You know, you're going to put all those other things you want to get rid of in the yard sale. You know, so, but you won't put valuable things in the yard sale. You know, now, you know, the value that people pay for something also is a general indication of how valuable the thing might be. You know, in fact, I read a long time ago, you know, there was this cosmetics company. They came out with a new line, a new product, you know, and it was a lady's lipstick or whatever. And when they initially came out with it, they put it down at a price which they thought everybody could afford. It was some kind of, you know, it's a famous company. I don't want to mention any names. And then they put it out, you know, and nobody bought these products, you know, because they put the price out so cheap. So they yanked out the product, they took it back, changed nothing, but just changed the price. They tripled the price, and everybody started buying it. Are you still with me, folks? Because all of a sudden, they thought that now, you know, this expensive thing must really be something, you know, and some people like to shop in expensive stores. You know, they won't go down to the cheap places. You know, they like to feel that, you know, I paid good value for this thing. And even here in America, you've all heard this slogan that says, you get what you pay for. Amen? You know, so, you know, now that's all in the natural. So we're talking about buying and selling in the natural. So keep that in your mind as we go into this message. Now, whereas this message says, buy the truth. Now, what price are you willing to pay in order to obtain the truth? That's the one question. On the second hand, sell it not at any price. Don't even sell it. You know, but you know, I've heard this saying that people say that, well, everybody has a price. Well, maybe. And perhaps maybe after this message, you will evaluate the price and the value that you place on truth. Now, but I want to change your thinking about this message a little bit. I'm not just in this message going to talk about truth. I want to talk about the truth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, in case you don't understand that, I'm not talking about truth, but I'm talking about the truth. Because this scripture does not say buy truth and sell it not. That's not what it says. There is a definite article before the word truth. Buy the truth.
Amen.
So he's talking about something that is unique. Something that is specific. Now let us find out what the truth is that he is talking about. You know, and there are some other things that I'm going to say and reveal in this message. But you're going to have to stay with me in order to understand all of it. I'll take it slow at times because I want this message to burn into our hearts. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the book of John chapter 14 and verse 6, I want to right away start to define the truth. Jesus said, you know, of course, you know, Philip had been asking him, you know, all these questions and so forth. But Jesus, you know, the disciples would ask him too, you know, and all of them and so forth. So Jesus, he said, you know, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
How many of you can say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Now, Jesus didn't say, you know, I am a way, I am truth, and I am life. No. I am the way, and I am the truth. And I am the life. And no man can come unto the Father but by me. Now, I make no apologies for that statement. Praise ye the name of the Lord. In fact, you cannot do it. You cannot go through any other means to get to the Father. Jesus already put it out here, point blank. You cannot go through Mary or some other thing that people are doing today. You can't go through Muhammad. You can't go through whatever it is.
Amen.
Because all those people are dead and they are in the graves.
Amen.
And their sepulchres are somewhere till today. Amen. But there's only one.
Amen.
He blasted out of that grave.
Amen.
The graves could not hold him down.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he's the one that's standing right here and telling you, say, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And I dare say that these three things, attributes that Jesus ascribed to himself, equate to the same thing.
Amen.
The way is the truth.
Amen.
And the truth is the life.
Amen.
And the life is the way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In him we live, in him we move, and in him we have our being.
Amen.
And Jesus will tell them in John 8 and 32, he said, and ye shall know the truth.
Amen.
Now notice, he didn't say, and ye shall know truth. No. Ye shall know the truth. There's a difference, and you'll find out as we go along. You will know the truth.
Amen.
And the truth, not just truth will set you free. You know, this scripture didn't say, ye shall know truth, and truth shall set you free. That's not what it says. You shall know the truth.
Amen.
And the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus already said, I am the truth. So you put that together, you find out that the only way that you can get your liberty, and the only way that you can get real freedom from bondage and deliverance, deliverance from oppression and so forth, is through the truth.
Amen.
And his name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, if you know the truth, you know, and this people say, well, gee, talking about making us free, we've never been slaves all our life. Jesus said, you are indeed in prison. Because everyone that commits sin is a servant of sin. Simple. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to tell you something, folks. Every one of you that are sitting down here, everybody listen to this message. Anyone that commits sin is a servant of sin. And if you are a servant, that means you are not free. And you must be made free. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's one of the things that Jesus came is to remove that sin nature. Get rid of it altogether. Praise the Lord. Not just to forgive our sins. No. But to cleanse us from all unrighteousness and to put a new nature in us. If any man be in Christ, folks, 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, he's what? He's a new creature. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's what the truth is. Now let's listen to what Jesus also said about the truth of, you know, where it comes from. You know, as far as you are looking at, you know, you may not be able to see Jesus physically today, but where can you find that truth? Amen.
Amen,
amen, folks.
Amen.
In the book of John 17 and 17, and he said to them, look, John 17 and verse 17. He said, he was praying. He said, I want you, Lord, praying to the Father. That's John 17 and 17. Thank you. Sanctify them through thy truth, and thy word is truth. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So that's where it's at. And my message this morning is going to focus on the word of God. You know, the word of God. In John chapter 1 and verse 1, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Hallelujah. This word finally became flesh and it dwelt among us. See? And this word is what lightens every man that comes into this world. Now, some people will not stay in that light, you know, and their destination is already predetermined into darkness. But if you receive that light and you walk in the light as he is in the light, then your destination, amen, is the gates of heaven. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, Jesus is that light. And Jesus is that word. When he was talking about thy word is the truth, you know, and he said, look, as you have sent me into the world, even so have I sent you. Now, if God sent Jesus into the world, and Jesus is the truth, that means he brought the truth into the world. And he also said, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Which means also, we should be bringing truth and the truth into wherever we are. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, in your personal life, in the book of John 16 and verse 13, here's what Jesus said for your own personal life. He said, howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he's going to guide you into all truth. Amen?
Amen.
So we see that the Holy Spirit, that's one of his roles, you know, and that's what he does. But what we want to focus on today is, what is the price that you are willing to pay not to obtain the truth? And when you obtain the truth, how quickly will you give it up? You know, I'm going to show you some examples of the people, some people in the Bible, you know, that, you know, I mean, wouldn't give up the truth even at the penalty of death. How many of you can say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Well, you know, I mean, just take stock of your life. How quickly it is that people give up the truth. You know, we know that people, you know, especially young people, you know, they do that all the time. They'll tell a lie, you know, just to get out of a difficult situation. If they think they're going to get into trouble with their parents or authority, they'll tell a lie. And they think they'll get out of it and so forth like that. Now, you young people, listen to me. Every time you lie your way out of a situation, or you think you lied your way out of a situation, you just sold the truth. Hello, folks. Same thing goes for adults. When you lie your way out of a situation, you just sold the truth. Praise the Lord. You know, so always better to stand with the truth than take the consequences. Because what is the price? Now, what's your price? You know, most people, you know, most people wouldn't give up. I mean, there are even some people that wouldn't be bought for money or this or that and so on. You know, I mean, they'll do everything that they can to stand with what they believe. You know, but, you know, most people have a breaking point. You know, and if you won't break for money and you won't break for things like this, Job wouldn't break for, you know, all kinds of things around him and so forth. And the devil came up to the Lord and said, well, you know, skin for skin and life for life. I'll break it. And the Lord said, go for it. But don't touch his life. You know, so he tried everything to see how he can break it. You know, and some people will not break, you know, and they won't break. They may not even break for, you know, they may not even break for themselves. But they may break for a loved one. You know, I've seen, you know, kidnappers and different things. You know, they'll kidnap a loved one, you know, to try to make somebody do something that they wouldn't normally do, you know, and so forth. You know, and people, you know, put pressure, you know, and so forth. I mean, what is the price that you're willing to pay if somebody has a gun to your head? Or a gun to the head of somebody that you love? Are you still with me, folks? Amen. What is the price that you're willing to pay? You know, now, you may think that's a little graphic. Well, Jesus didn't promise us in this world the bed of roses. He never, if you think that's what the gospel is, just, you know, once you believe the Lord, you know, everything is all hunky-dory. Well, you haven't heard the gospel yet. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In this world, John 16 and 33, ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Hallelujah. Many are the afflictions of the righteous in Psalm 34 and 19, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. So there will be afflictions, there will be tribulation, but the end of the story is that you are going to come out on the winning side. How many of you can say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
But it doesn't mean that you won't have those tribulations or you won't have those afflictions. But what is the, you know, what is the price exactly that you're willing to pay? You know, now, before I get, you know, too deep into this, you know, I lose my train of thought. Let me, in Ephesians chapter 6, Paul began to write about the, put on the whole armor of God. So turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6. And as he begins to write this and talking about, you know, put on the whole armor of God and so forth, we'll notice in verse 14 of Ephesians chapter 6, he describes many parts of this armor, but we'll notice that the first thing that he mentions is this same truth that we're talking about today. So that's Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 14. And he says, stand therefore, having your loins. That's the first thing he talks about. Girt about with the truth. You know, so truth, or as I want to put it in this message, the truth, which is the word of God, is the first part of this great armor that he's describing here. Now, when you hear the word of God, folks, harden not your hearts. Because if you hear the word of God and you harden your hearts, then the fruit of righteousness was not produced in you by that word. Now, I also will be bringing out something else in this message. How that everybody, we want everybody in this church will be able to have their senses exercised to discern between good and evil. Hallelujah. You know, we want you to be able to look and hear. Don't let anybody spoon feed you with anything, you know. But you should be able to discern by the word of God.
Hallelujah.
God has given us, you know, the grace through the word of God. He's given us everything that we need to know in this word to be able to discern truth. I mean, from error. Praise the Lord. But if you don't know the word of God, then you're not going to be able to take advantage of the guidance that the word of God gives. Now listen to this. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 21. Prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. Prove all things. You know, and so forth. You know, so you should be able to listen even to this message that I'm preaching to you right now, and you should be able to check it according to the word of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, not because Pastor Susan George is the one that preached it, but you got to check it according to the word of the Lord. You know, the Bible says that the disciples are Berea. They were more noble and so forth. Now, the Bible says, you know, they heard the word of God. They took it gladly, but they went back and checked those things in the scriptures, whether they were so. Amen. Now, if you don't know the scriptures, well, how are you going to check to see if it's so? You know, if you just take my word for it or somebody else's word for it. I mean, some people are so gullible. They go on the internet, they read anything and so forth. I saw one commercial one time, you know, somebody said, you know, they can't put anything that's false on the internet. And he said, are you kidding me? You know, there's all kinds of garbage on the internet. And there's all kinds of rubbish that you can read or hear anywhere. You know, you have to be able to have your senses exercised to discern between good and evil. You know, and when you know the word of the Lord, what is the price that you are willing to pay in order to depart from it? So that leads me to this story in 1 Kings chapter 13. And there's a few other stories like that that I'm going to tell you. And I'm going to try to cut this message short so I can bring some revelation that the Lord wants me to bring. In this story, the Lord said to a certain prophet, we don't even know his name. He said, well, go down to this place and do this errand and prophesy against this altar and do this and do that and so forth. So you have to read the whole chapter of 1 Kings 13. Now, but I will read some part of it to you. And behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. And this man of the Lord cried against the altar in the word of the Lord. And he said, O altar, thus saith the Lord, behold, a child shall be born to the house of David, Josiah by name, and so forth. He said all of these things. And then he said, this is the sign that the Lord will give, you know. And then it came to pass in verse 4, I'm skipping right along. When Jeroboam heard this and so forth, you know, cried against the altar, he put forth his hand to grab the man, and his hand, you know, withered away and so forth like that. You know, so the altar was also rent, because this man said the altar will be rent and all these things will happen. And all of these things happened, and the Lord poured out fury upon that altar where they were worshiping and serving other gods and so forth, you know. And finally, in verse 6, the king said unto the man of God, you know, entreat now the face of the Lord for me and pray for me that my hand may be restored. So the man of God besought the Lord, you know, his hand was withered when he tried to grab the man of God. And the man of God prayed for him, you know, and then his hand was restored again. Can you say praise the Lord? And then the king said unto him, as a reward, now come into my house and refresh thyself, and I will give you a reward. And the man of God said unto the king, if thou wilt give me half thine house. Now, I want you to notice in this story, this man of God, he was offered, you know, promotion or something that looked like something good, you know, recognition. Come into the house of the king, you know, sit at my table, and I'm going to give you a reward, and so forth. You know, and the man said, I'm not going to do it. I will not do it. I will not go in with you. Neither will I drink water or eat bread in this place and so forth. For he was charged me by the word of the Lord. Now, here's where. Now, he begins to reveal the reason why he won't do it. You know, we didn't know at first why he won't do it. Just say, I won't do it. Now, he tells us why he won't do it. He was charged unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, drink no water, neither turn again the same way you came and so forth. So he didn't do it. He wouldn't go with the king. He said, half of your house is not even, I will not sell the truth. For even if you give me half of your house, I won't do it. Well, we're going to find out later on that this man, he had his own price. He wouldn't sell the truth for the king. Of course, The king couldn't deceive him because the king was an unbeliever. You know, so at that point in time, he didn't let his guard down. His spiritual antennas were up. How many of you are still with me? He said, well, you know, I'm not going to listen to this king. You know, he's an idol worshiper and so forth like that. You know, so he didn't listen to him. You know, and then the next thing happened. You have to read the rest of the story. You know, so he went away and he didn't do it. And in verse 11, we're told that there was in the same city, you know, an old prophet. And his sons came, you know, and told him and said, look, there was a man of God in the city today that did some great things, the altar and so on, and he prophesied and all of these things, you know. And so the man asked them, well, which way did he go? They said, well, he went this way and he went that way and so forth. So the man went and looked for him, and he came to him and said, come into my house and so forth, you know, brother. And the man said, well, I'm not going to do it. Verse 16, you know, he said, you know, verse 15, he said, come home with me and eat bread. And that was the older prophet, the big brother, the famous evangelist or famous prophet or whatever it is, came to him and told him, you know, he said, come to my house and eat bread. And this man said, I'm not going to do it because the Lord told me not to do it. Now, I want you to follow a twist in the story now. So far, this man would not sell the truth. He'd stay with the truth. He got that word of God, and he's not going to change his position for anybody so far. Now, but let's see what happened. You know, so this man said, well, I may not return home with thee, verse 16. Neither will I go with thee, nor eat bread with you, or drink water in this place, and so forth. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the way that thou camest. So the older prophet said unto him now notice the twist in the story. The older prophet now said unto him in verse 18, I am a prophet, even as thou art, and an angel. See, now, an angel spoke unto me by the word of the Lord today, say, bring him back with me into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. Folks, are you still with me?
Amen.
Now, you know, this doesn't make the guy a false prophet, but he told a lie. You know, he was a prophet nonetheless. But he told a lie, you know, and he used the name of the Lord in vain here, you know, and he said the angel appeared unto him, but no angel appeared to him at all, you know, and this other man that wouldn't sell the truth, he wouldn't sell the truth for the king, he wouldn't sell the truth for anybody, but nobody, you know, he stood by the word of God and so forth. Right now, because an older brother, because somebody that is more acclaimed, supposedly in the scriptures and whatever, told him something contrary to the word of the Lord. He gave in. He sold the truth. He sold the truth, folks, because it was a big prophet that told him. See? He knew the word of the Lord. Don't say the Lord. Don't go back. Don't eat bread. Don't drink water. Don't do nothing in that place after you finish my errand. And then he said, then the old prophet said, well, gee, you know, I am also a prophet like you, and the angel of the Lord told me. But he lied. So he went back. He sold the truth. Are you still following me, folks?
Amen.
He went back with his older prophet to the house, and he sat down to eat bread. And now listen to the twist, you know, a further twist coming again. And as they sat down to eat, now, the word of the Lord came to the prophet, the old prophet, that deceived the younger one. The real word of God came as before. See, the man had the first word of God, but he sold the truth now because he let his guard down. Because here's a big evangelist, here's a big somebody that's saying this thing. So he let his guard down and he sold the truth. And then the word of the Lord came back to the same prophet that deceived him and brought judgment against him. And the Lord said to him, he cried unto him in the word of the Lord and said, thus said the Lord, for as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God sent unto thee, but thou hast come back and hast eaten bread and drunk water in the place where the Lord said unto thee, thou shalt eat no bread and drink no water, thy carcass shall not come into the sepulchre of thy fathers. Brought judgment upon him. Now the Bible says if a prophet be deceived, the Lord that deceived him will also destroy him. Now folks, be not deceived, because you have the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. If you, if you look, nobody has any excuses to be deceived by anything, because we got the word of the Lord right here. Now, if you are deceived because somebody stood up and said something and you are deceived by it, the same word that deceived you is a sharp two-edged sword. He'll cut you, boy. That's right. You know, because the Lord, he put that out in front of you for a test. That's right. How many of you are still with me? It was a test to see whether you'd stay with the word, to see whether this man would stay with the word of God. This prophet should have said, I would, though an angel appear to you or whatever, I will not go against the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, if you go against the word of the Lord, he's the Lion of Judah. He'll chew you up. He will eat you alive. Praise ye the name of the Lord. But he's the Lion of Judah. You cannot go against the word of the Lord. Now, you stay with the word of God, folks. It doesn't matter who preaches it. It doesn't matter who says it. And so forth. If it is not, listen, in the book of Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 20, I want everybody to turn with me to it. In the book of Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 20, he said, look, to the law and to the testimony. Every single time, you've got to go back to the word of God and check it out. Even what you are doing in your private lives, not just when somebody is preaching. Your life must be solidly based on the word of God.
Amen.
Anything and everything that you are going to do in your life, decisions that you are going to make, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. So don't even worry about it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord will tell them, he said, look, even if a prophet prophesied in the name of the Lord, and even what he said came to pass and so forth, but he told you to do something contrary to other scriptures, like, let us now worship other gods. Don't follow him and don't be afraid of him, because the Lord is putting a test before you. Amen.
Amen.
So, but if you don't know the word of the Lord, you know, if they speak not according to this word, well, if you don't know this word, how are you going to know that they are speaking according to it or not according to it? Now, some people don't know this word. They just come to church. Or, you know, listen to the pastor preach. Well, that's wonderful. You should listen. But folks, you know, don't take only second-hand dishing out of the word. Get it yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go to the scriptures.
Amen.
To the law and the testimony. Find it out for yourself.
Amen.
Whether these things be true.
Amen.
And if they be true, then don't let no angel come from nowhere and tell you otherwise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Now, by the grace of God, some of us, you know, having been around the block for a while and so forth, a few times, you might say, we've had our senses exercised to discern good and evil. This is by the grace of God.
Amen.
By the grace of God, I have my senses exercised. Nobody can bulldoze me with anything.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, I'm not going to bother my head about what anybody wants, says the Lord tells them or do, and that's their business, you know. But if it is for the church and it's for the word of the Lord, you know, and so forth like that, then you better be according to the word of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, and some people are also, you know, prone to listen to people prophesying over them and so forth. I believe in the gifts of prophecy. I believe in all of these things and so forth like that, you know, but if you want to be a child of God, you better be hearing from God directly. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I mean, what are you? A bastard that the Lord should not speak to you yourself? You know, why is it that God spoke to this man? Why is it that somebody else has to come back and tell him what is correct? God already spoke to him. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. You know, you need to hear the voice of God. My sheep hear my voice. Amen.
Amen.
And they follow me. And when I lead them out, I give them eternal life. But they will not listen to a stranger. Amen. Amen, folks.
Amen.
Do I have any sheep of the Lord in the house?
Amen.
Can I hear amen when he said they will not listen to a stranger?
Amen.
Because they do not know the voice of strangers.
Amen.
That's in John chapter 10. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, what do we have here, folks? This man, a lion met him on the way and slayed him. Actually, did not chew him up. He just slayed him and he stood right there. The lion stood by his carcass and stood by the man's donkey. You know, I mean, normally the lion would have eaten him up, but he didn't. The lion just killed him, stood right there by him and his ass. And when the older prophet came by, the lion was still there. The lion didn't do anything. He took the man, you know, and so forth. Because, boy, I tell you something, God sent that lion on a mission. Amen. Amen. Praise you, the Lord.
Amen.
You know, especially the Bible says, you know, to whom much is given, much is expected. You know, and those of you in this church, I tell you, by the grace of God, much has been given to you, because we stand here every week after week preaching the word of the Lord. But I tell you first, the pastors and the ministers, they will first bear the brunt. Because that's why the Bible says, be not many of you teachers. Because they will receive the greater condemnation if they don't follow according to this word. Amen, folks. You know, so for those of us who have the light, never let the wool be pulled over your eyes. You must see through all of that. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's where discerning of spirits comes in. How to be able to discern. Believe not every spirit, the Bible says, but discern the spirits and so forth like that. You know. Now, what price are people willing to pay? There's a story of, you know, and I don't have time to read it. I'm just going to tell you the story. I mean, I'm sure just about everybody in this house has known the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Amen.
I mean, have you ever heard that story?
Yes.
You know, they would not sell the truth even at the penalty of death. The king said, at what time you hear this music and so forth like that? If you bow down and worship and do all of these things and so forth, then I will spare your lives. And it was reported that they wouldn't do it. So the king, he came and gave them a second chance. He said, look, well, I know, and so forth like that, you know, maybe you didn't hear right, I'll give you one more chance. If you will just do this right now, just sell the truth, sir, and give up your position and give up what you believe, I will make you leave. But if you don't, you know, they are going to be picking up your bones and your ashes from that fire right there. And the young man, they stood and said, oh, king, you know, we are not even careful to answer you in this matter. This is not something that we have to go and think about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have our answer right here.
Amen.
Though you throw us in the fire, we still will not bow.
Amen.
We won't sell the truth at any price. Now, they also knew that God was able to deliver them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our God, whom we serve,
Amen.
Is able to deliver us. We know that. So there's no question about that. You've heard me say it so many times. That is a non-negotiable position that you must have concerning what God can do for you.
Amen.
You must know that God is able to change your situation.
Amen.
Whatever it is that you have that is contrary to your life, God is able to fix it. Amen?
Amen.
You must know that assuredly. Now, whatever happens, that's left to God. But I know this. My God is able to deliver me.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, and they said, and also the man was furious. He heated up the thing seven more times and then threw them in there. They said, well, you know, if so be, if God chooses not to deliver us, that's his business, but we still will not sell the truth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
These boys would not sell the truth even at the penalty of death. The same thing with Daniel. Don't pray anymore. You know, kind of like they do, you know, you go to all these public schools and so forth. They tell the teachers, what is the price that you are willing to pay? Is it your job? You on the penalty of losing your job, they tell you, don't put that Bible on your table and so forth like that. What is the price that you're willing to pay? You know, so, Daniel, he used to pray like that. It wasn't just because they made the law. He was already doing that. So even when they made the law, you know, now, so if when they make the law is the first time you try to do all of this thing, you won't even have the faith to do it. Amen.
Right.
This man was already doing that. So when they made the law, as it was his manner to do, he didn't change anything. He just went and continued. And so the people spied him because it was a trap, they said, for him anyway. You know, amen?
Amen.
It was entrapment. So we won't find anything wrong with him except in the matter of his God. So let's fix up something. We know he's not going to deny his God. So let's do a law that will force him to change that. I mean, to try to deny his God. And we know he won't. So we'll be able to get him. You know, so. And finally, as you know the story, they threw him into the lion's den. Praise ye the Lord. He would not sell the truth, even at the penalty of his life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, and I've read many stories of the early church in the catacombs and many of these places. They would not sell the truth, You know, many of them were thrown to lions, dens in the arenas and the gladiators and all of these things and so forth. They stood by the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And they would not say the truth.
Amen.
Revelation 12 and 11. They overcame the devil. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
By the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives even unto the death.
Amen.
They would not sell the truth. Even at the penalty of death. Praise ye the name of the Lord. But there are some prophets in the Bible that were challenged many times to sell the truth. Jeremiah was one of them. And they would tell Jeremiah to change his message. You better tell us something that is politically correct. Amen.
Amen.
Tell us something that is politically correct. Otherwise, we're going to put you in the dungeon. And Jeremiah would say, well, you know, I'm going to stay by the word of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And he stood by the word of the Lord. They threw him into dungeon. They did all kinds of things. And everything that he prophesied came to pass.
Amen.
Just like that. He wouldn't sell his position, you know, for comfort. We know the story of Moses in the Bible. The Bible says that, when he began to be of age, he began to recognize who he was. Then he realized that I'm really a Hebrew. You know, I don't belong in this place. So he began to do some things, tried to take the law into his hands and so forth. And finally, one day he went too far. I killed somebody when he was trying to rescue his fellow Hebrew. And he had to run for his life. But the Bible gave a commentary concerning him. He said, Moses, he chose to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than choose the pleasures of Egypt for a season. He wouldn't sell the truth. Once he figured out that he was really a Hebrew, he was heir to the throne. He said, Hebrew, throne, I'm going to stay with the truth. Amen.
Amen.
He gave up that thing that he would have, become in Egypt and so forth. And he chose to identify himself with the slaves because he wouldn't sell the truth. But of course, God had a plan. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There's a story in 1 Kings chapter 22. There was a prophet called Micaiah. And then all the prophets, all the other prophets in the land, they had told Ahab, and Jehoshaphat had gone to visit him. And Ahab said, well, will you go to war with me and so forth? And Jehoshaphat said, well, is there a prophet that we can ask? And then all the prophets came out. They prophesied. They said, go up and the Lord will give you Ramoth Gilead and so on. Do it. And Jehoshaphat, he wouldn't go for it. He said, well, that's wonderful. All these hundreds of prophets, that's wonderful. But he was discerning something that wasn't quite right. Is there yet a prophet of the Lord besides? There's already hundreds of people saying the same thing. All the Bible says by the mouth of two or three, let every word be established. But there's hundreds of people saying the same thing. But this man still said, Is there somebody else besides? Can you say amen?
Yeah.
He discerned that something wasn't quite right. So they said, well, there's this man. He never says anything good about me. He's always, bring him forth. Let's hear what he has to say. And so the messengers, when they went on the way, they were telling the man, look, you better sell the truth. See, all these hundreds of prophets already prophesied this way. You better prophesy the same way. Just don't change. You stay with what all these other people have said. And he said, I will stay with the word of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
What the Lord put in my mouth, that's exactly what I will say. Let me tell you something that was guiding these prophets. Prophets that were ahead of them already prophesied evil against the life of Ahab and his house. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's right. The dogs shall eat, Jezebel and the valley of Jezreel and Ahab, and all the people at peace against the world in his house, and there shall be none in his house. And so the word of the Lord already went because of his wickedness. So Micaiah, he knew the word of the Lord. And he didn't care if 400 prophets jumped up and said otherwise. And he stood right there with the word of the Lord. And he said, look, the Lord, king will give you a promotion if you do this. And I will stay with the word of the Lord. And he stood with the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting, and I saw him in his council. And he said, who will go down there and deceive this man to go and be deceived? I am destroyed. I saw Israel like sheep without a shepherd. So he told the truth. He stood by the word of God. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There is a story here in Jeremiah 28. let me read that one. I paraphrase the others, but I want to read this part. In the book of Jeremiah 28, there is this other prophet called Ananias. And he comes up against Jeremiah, and he prophesied, of course, contrary to what the word of the Lord already said. He said, within 2 full years, I will bring again into this place the vessels of the Lord's house, which Nebuchadnezzar the king had taken away. This is Jeremiah chapter 28 and verse 3. And I will bring again to this place Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, and with all the captives of Jerusalem, Judah, which they took away, and so forth. he gave prophecy that was comforting. He gave prophecy that was what people wanted to hear. Amen?
Amen.
Amen, folks?
Amen.
They've been in captivity, and he stood up and said, thus saith the Lord, within 2 full years, I will restore the captivity. I will bring everybody back, even the vessels they have taken and so forth. But that was not the word of the Lord. Jeremiah, he already knew the word of the Lord. So Jeremiah said, Jeremiah said, amen. Amen. He said, but, the prophets that were before you and I prophesied of all his evil and so forth. Now, if any other prophet comes up now and speak of peace, let that prophet be known when his word comes to pass. Amen. Because the Lord did not prophesy peace. Now, let me tell you something, folks, about this world that we're in and this nation that we're in. The handwriting is on the wall.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I love this nation like everybody else. I moved my family here over 30 years ago, telling you that I love this nation. But I tell you what, this nation is corrupt from the head down.
Amen.
And the handwriting is on the wall.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. And when they shall say peace and safety, then there will come sudden destruction.
Right.
And that's thus saith the word of the living God. And they've said all this time that, Russia and all these things, Cold War is over and so forth. Cold War, I don't care what you say about it. The scriptures have already said it. And the scrolls that we used to read, that Brother Frisbee wrote, said the same thing. That at the end of the age, Russia will be one of the greatest enemies of this country. Well, it didn't look like it and so forth, but now they're heading up there. Praise the Lord. Because when they say peace and safety, and so forth like that, that's when sudden destruction was. So you need to pray for this country because you live here. Amen?
Amen.
So that God will have mercy. But I tell you what, the handwriting is already on the wall. Praise ye in the name of the Lord. Because they have chosen to provoke the Lord to his face.
Amen.
They've chosen to, put in the cup of iniquity is rising to the full. And finally, God is going to say, I've had it. One time God said, he called two angels, let's go down there and check it out. Let's check out this, Sodom and Gomorrah. Let's see what we're hearing against it, and so forth like that. And Abraham, he stood in the gap, but he couldn't get enough folks, that the Lord would spare the place. And the Lord said, and this is thus saith the Lord. I'm going to tell you right now, against this country, because of 3 iniquities and 4 thereof, though Noah and Daniel and Job stand before me for this country, they will not save the workers of iniquity. They shall deliver only themselves by their own righteousness. That's right. So, folks, we love everybody and we pray that God will save all the people that he can. And so forth like that. But that's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. Praise the Lord. Because God will repay the workers of iniquity to their face. So now is the time for you to get in with God and better shaping up. Because God is going to bring that axe and it's going to start at the house of the Lord. You'll have to read all of that in Ezekiel chapter 9. He's going to start, cleaning house. Praise ye the Lord. And there's a lot of people that have stood, in the pulpit all across this nation and prophesied lies. Yeah. God didn't send them and so forth. Some people even preach all kinds of things that the scripture never said. Well, my fan is in my hand, saith the Lord. And I will thoroughly purge my floor. And if you want to think that, the way to God's presence is through prosperity, and all of these things that you can achieve in life, then that's a false gospel. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible never said that.
Amen.
The Bible never said that, you know, some people today, they're trying to, you know, to judge, you know, your spirituality by your affluence. You know, well, if God was really with you, then you wouldn't have any of these problems. Then you would always have this and so forth. That's the farthest thing from the truth.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You need to stay with the word of God. Don't add anything to it. Don't take anything from it.
Amen.
Stay right with the word.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And of course, this man Hananiah, he even demonstrated. He took some horns and he said, with these horns will I blow back the powers of Nebuchadnezzar, and I will do this. And he made drama. And the thing looked real. And he said, look, put this man in, you know, the king said, put this man over here until I come back and all these things, you know, so on. Well, of course, the word of law came and said, look, you know, in both cases, in the case of Micaiah and in the case of Jeremiah, same thing, you know. If you return in peace, or if this thing is like you said, then the Lord has not spoken by me. You know, and of course the Lord, you know, these prophets, they stood with the word of God because they knew what the prophets before them said, and they would not give up the truth. Now, folks, let me bring this message home today. Number one, what is the price that you are willing to pay for the truth? You know, what is the price? Are you willing, you know, to get the truth at any price? You know, now that starts with yourself.
Amen.
Are you willing to search the scriptures and find out what the truth of the word of God is? Are you willing to do that, or are you just going to leave it up to somebody else to search it and tell it to you? And that's the first thing. The second thing also is this. Are you willing to go to the place, the house of the truth, where you will hear, those that be planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. I know people that drive from Casa Grande 60 miles to come to these services because they'll pay the price.
Amen.
They want to pay the price to hear the truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Will you go? How far will you go to hear the truth, folks? You know? How far? And how far will you go to pray? What? You know? I mean, what price will you pay? I mean, we can stand here and tell you, embellish the scriptures and so forth, but, you know, we wouldn't do that. I'm going to tell it to you straight the way it is. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
First thing that we're going to tell you is that you must get rid of unrighteousness in your life.
Amen.
And we've been telling you all these years, that's not going to work. You cannot come into the house of the Lord, say, the house of the Lord, and then go back and commit all these abominations. You can't do it. It's not going to work. I have seen it, said the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So amend your ways. Now, you children, what price are you willing to pay for the truth? You know, a little discomfort, a little punishment and so forth, and you sell the truth just because you want to lie your way out of it. You know, and I tell you, everything in the word of God comes down to this. Even in relationships, in marriages and so forth, husbands and wives and so forth, what is the price that you are willing to pay to sell the truth? When the Lord says, be not bitter against your wife, you know, and then for some bitterness or some anger or something, you sell the truth. And you change your situation, you change your position, you just throw the word of God out. The same thing, vice versa for women. Whatever the Lord has said for you to do, you don't do it. You throw the word of God out because he did this and she did that. You know, well, what is the price really that you are willing to pay? Are you willing to go, you know, the brother was praying this morning and said the hardest thing to pray for my enemies, you know, and he started to pray for his enemies and people who were doing him wrong and so forth. You know, well, are you willing to pay that kind of price? Can you really pray for your enemies? I mean, that doesn't feel right, you know. It feels better for you to call fire down on your enemies. Yeah. But, folks, if you are in that kind of place where they are calling fire and all these things down on their enemies, you are in the wrong place.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That was in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, Jesus raised the standard. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now you love your enemies. Now you pray for them that despitefully use you. That is the new standard. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
On your job, what is the price that you're willing to pay? You know, how much will you pay for the truth and how much will you sell it for? You know, I've heard that saying and I'll say it again. Everybody, they said, has a price. Well, what is your price to sell the truth? Amen. We heard a story in Columbine and so forth, a young man that went in there with a gun, you know, and so forth. And the truth that day was, you know, the truth was put to the test that day. The truth was, if you are a believer, stand up. Amen?
Amen.
Now, that was very tragic. I'm not making light of that situation, but that was the truth that was on trial that day. And a lot of people sold the truth at the penalty of death. But one young lady, she didn't. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, you say that's a tragic story. Well, it is. But I promise you something. Just like when they were stoning Stephen to death, the Lord was probably on his feet when they gunned that young lady down. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Giving her a standing ovation. You know, now, God doesn't call every one of us to give our lives in that way, but God calls you to live your life every day for Him.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Don't ever give up the truth. And don't ever, giving up the truth starts with a little compromise. Now, there is compromise that is for good. We're not talking about husband and wife. We talked about that in our marriage workshops. You know, sometimes they have to compromise a little bit. That has nothing to do with either way. It's just like, I give a little so the other person can feel more comfortable. I'm not talking about that kind of compromise. But I'm talking about compromise against the truth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. You know, we have it now today. Sodomy, homosexuality, transsexuality, multisexuality, bestiality. And all of these things going on now. And you know, and if you don't know, especially young generation, you know, be very careful because, you know, I found that most people in young generation and so forth, they can't find anything wrong with anything.
Right.
You know, they just, you know, well, whatever, you know. Well, it is not whatever. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God is against sinners and chiefly them that walk after the flesh, you know, because of Sodom and Gomorrah going against after strange flesh. That's why God destroyed that place. And God already said it. Jesus said himself, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah,
amen,
so shall it be in the days of the coming of. So that's why we see all these things. Now it's glorified. Now homosexuality is glorified. And I even hear that in some, I can't even call them churches, but whatever they are, they're even glorifying those things now.
Yep.
Praise the Lord. You know, I don't know why, you know, where they are going or where they are. But I tell you something, these things must needs be so that we can see that we are at the end. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The things which used to be, you know, people used to cringe at. Everybody is relaxed now. You know, nobody is sighing for the abominations of the land. Nobody, even the president, he comes and makes it his own life purpose, you know. Not only to shame America, but to shame America around the world. Praise the Lord. You know, there are some countries, they won't put up with this kind of nonsense.
No.
You know, they say, take your garbage back to your country. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
Now, when we stand in the pulpit, we must preach the word of God.
Amen.
Some pastors will not preach. They will sell the soul. They will sell the truth for their wallet. Because if we preach this truth, they'll say, I'll lose 90% of my congregation.
Amen.
Well, what kind of congregation is that to start with?
Amen.
Somebody talked to me a few weeks ago. He said, well, you know, I was talking with this pastor and so forth. And he said, well, if you preach, you know, and he said to them, well, you know, I go to this place called GMI Church and they preach like this and so forth. And the man said, well, if I preach like that, I'll lose 90% of my congregation. And I said, well, gee, what kind of congregation is that? I don't want to be in the synagogue of Satan. Amen?
Amen,
amen, folks?
Amen.
I don't want to be in the synagogue of Satan. You know, it is better for you to tell the truth and run the people off.
Amen.
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 And we will tell the truth here. And you know, that's why this church is not filled. You know, we run the people off. Praise ye the name of the Lord. But I tell you something, folks. The truth of the word of God will abide forever.
Amen.
When everything else fails, the word of God will stand. You know, I'd rather have, you know, people grow in stature than just numbers. We want to grow to the measure of the fullness of the stature of Christ. Every individual here. Amen.
Amen.
We want you to be able to stand on your 2 feet and stand in the word of God. And not to go to the left or the right. Let's stand to our feet here this morning. Wherever you are alive, buy the truth and sell it not.
Amen.
This shows you the value of the truth. No matter what price you can put to it, buy it. One time the Bible says that the kingdom of God is like a man that after he found great spoil, he went and sold all he had and purchased that field. Now, that's Jesus himself.
Amen.
He went for the gold and he got it. And that's why we're here today. Let's give the Lord a hand clap for that. Praise the Lord. In the book of Luke, chapter 22 and verse 36, the Bible says, he that hath no sword, let him sell his garments and buy one. Well, some of you may think that's a physical sword. But whatever it's going to take for you to purchase that truth. Because you read in Ephesians chapter 6, the sword of the Spirit and so forth, the word of God, that's it. You know. So, whatever it's going to take for you to purchase, even if you have to sell what you have, purchase that truth. Get a hold of that truth. And don't give up your position on the truth. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, and I'll tell you something. You know, the truth of the word of God stays the same. You know, no matter if somebody else raised up with a new idea or any new information or whatever, you know, and so forth. If it's contrary to the scriptures, you know, just toss it aside. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good.
Amen.
And abhor that which is evil. Now, what is the price at which you would sell something that you hold very dear? If somebody came to you, something that you hold very dear, and you said, I'm never going to sell this thing, it's been in my generation for years, it means a lot to me, and so forth. Well, you may not sell it when you have money. But maybe one day, when all stuff has fallen around you, maybe you're going to try to sell that thing. Well, how much will you really sell that thing for? How much will you sell your soul for? If you disobey your parents, you just sold the truth. Are you still with me, folks?
Amen.
Sell not the truth. You know, you say, well, that's a little out there. Well, you know, that's exactly why it is the truth. The truth always stings. Praise ye the Lord. You know, the Jesus said, you know, all those false prophets, they, you know, they'll tell you all those wonderful things and so forth like that, you know. But the truth will sting a little, but it'll heal you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So the truth today is this. When you hear the word of God, when you hear anything, check it out, make sure it's the word of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And if it is the word of God, then stick to it.
Amen.
And if it is not the word of God, then throw it away. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Also, anything that you are going to do in your life, any action, any decision, anything that you are going to take or do, measure it by the word of God. To the law and to the testimony. If it is not according to this word, there's no light in that thing that you're about to do. Praise ye the Lord. If you're about to go down to the nightclub and do all of these crazy things, which you know you shouldn't be doing, you just sold the truth for a can of beer or looking at naked people and so forth like that. You just sold the truth. You know, how much are you willing to sell the truth for? Let's bow our heads in prayer. If you understood this message this morning, I want you to raise your hand. And I'm going to, for those of you that are raising your hands, I'm going to ask us to sing a song here this morning. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. Not to the flag. The flag is wonderful. But let's pledge allegiance to the Word of God today.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What is the price that you are willing to pay? Are you really willing to pay the price for the truth of the Word of God? And what is the price for which you are willing to sell it? They have the song up on the screen now, and with your attention to the screen, let's read the words together before we sing it. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. With all my strength and with all I am, I will seek to honor His commands. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. Now we know that the Lamb is the truth. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. With all my strength, with all I am, I will seek to honor His commands. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. Now, if you want to take this pledge, now remember, God has no pleasure in fools. A fool is somebody that goes to the house of God and say, I will do this, I will do that, and then they leave and they don't do it. If you want to take this pledge, hallelujah, I want to see your hands up. If you want to take this pledge today, that you pledging allegiance to the truth of the Word of God, and you will not go to the left and you will not go to the right, and God will give you the grace. Hallelujah. I want you to raise your right hand up and sing this song with me. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. With all my strength, with all I am, I will seek to honor His commands. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. With all my strength, with all I am, I will seek to honor His commands. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. With all my strength, with all I am, I will seek to honor His commands. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. With your hands lifted up, I'm going to ask the Lord to give you the grace, every one of you that sang that song. Lord Jesus, look upon the hands that are lifted here this morning and give every boy and girl, every man and woman, every child in here, Lord, the grace to stand by this pledge, that we will stay with the Word of the Lord. Thy Word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Thy Word is like treasure. Hallelujah. And I rejoice like someone that have found great spoil every time I hear your Word. Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and they were the rejoicing of my heart. Now, if these things are so for you this morning, or you want them to be so for you, I'm going to ask the Lord to give you the grace that it will be so, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Give grace, O Lord, unto your people, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Grace unto your people, Lord. Grace unto your people today, in Jesus' mighty name. Help us, O Lord, to lay hold on eternal life. Lay hold on the Word of God, and not to deviate from right to left, but to stand with it at all times. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. And give us the grace, Lord, not to sell the truth at any price, but to pay whatever price it has to be to buy the truth. Sometimes we have to fast. Sometimes we have to pray. Sometimes we have to search the scriptures. Sometimes you have to get up early. Sometimes you have to drive a long distance, you know, in search of the truth. But whatever it is, you know, Lord, we pray that you will give us the grace to do the same. Thank you, Lord, for hearing us and give you all praise and all glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.